Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you live from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California. Check it, sports fans. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, the man was correct in that lofty introduction, as my name is Pedro Fernandez. Of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 35, make that 36 plus years now, of being often imitated but never duplicated. We are the longest running fight show in internet and radio history. 35, make that 36 plus years now. You can join us on the toll-free if you like in this hour. The toll-free phone line, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the more preferable, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You can text us here in the studio. The text number, 1-415-275-1613. Once again, 415-275-1613. Well, of course, a host of boxing taking place last night. ESPN Plus had boxing going. The app. Of course, the Zone had boxing rocking and rolling. Of course, on top, Devin Haney successfully defended the WBC Lightweight Championship. Still undefeated, 24-0, 20 waxed, only 20 years old. The kid's only 20 years old. The youngest world champion coming to us from where else? The world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California. So straight up, lots of boxing to talk about in this hour, as well as the UFC. And, of course, we'll delve into the world of my favorite boxer, my favorite person, the greatest. I'm talking about Muhammad Ali in depth in this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're coming to you live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 211. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, baby, and you know it.
First time.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Men, if you want to pee easier, listen to this. A new Nobel Prize discovery was just proven in a clinical trial to help men pee 241% more. ending multiple trips to the bathroom, and the constant urge to go. This breakthrough is finally available in a pill called Prostavive LS, developed by famed men's health expert Dr. Al Sears. And for a limited time, you can get a free bottle. Call 800-769-8155. Patients who've taken Prostavive LS are singing its praises.
Hi, my name is Paul, and I'm 73 years old. I used to get up multiple times a night to go to the bathroom, but after taking Prostavive LS, I now sleep through the night.
Prostavive LS does not require a prescription, and there are no side effects. But this free bottle is not available in stores. Call 800-769-8155 to get your free bottle of this Nobel Prize-winning discovery proven in clinical trials to help men pee 241% more. That's 800-769-8155.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And for a limited time, pick a free Purple product with your mattress purchase by texting SMART to 84888. The coolest sleep of your life and a free Purple product by texting SMART to 84888. That's S-M-A-R-T to 84888.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man. Seriously. Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations. iHeartRadio.
Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Check it. You are tuning in to Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. We are looking, of course, at the professional career of Muhammad Ali, as we do every couple of weeks. But, you know, what he had left us in boxing was one thing. When he left us, of course, you heard that speech in the first hour when he's talking about life and how you spend a lot of your life sleeping or traveling, this and that, so you really don't spend too many of your awake hours in prime time. Anyway, that's Ali's perspective on things. But back in 1965, he was supposed to fight Wilt Chamberlain. And who was Wilt Chamberlain? Wilt Chamberlain was a 7-foot-tall basketball player, originally with the Philadelphia Warriors. Then he went to the L.A. Lakers, okay? He was a star with the Los Angeles Lakers. He was 7 foot 1 inches tall, close to 300 pounds. He was an amazing athlete. He had long, long arms. I mean, when these two guys stood next to each other, it looked like it would be a mismatch. But this was going to be like the biggest fight of all time. You know, this thing with Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather a couple of years ago, where it generated like a couple hundred million bucks? Well, this was considered a bigger event than that. So I take you back to the press conference, Ali and Wilt Chamberlain.
At 6'3.5", Muhammad Ali, the heavyweight champion of the world. At 7'1", Wilt the still Chamberlain. And what you have just seen was the decisive edge and reach that Wilt would have if these two men do in reality fight. Gentlemen, may I join you for just a minute? I'd like to bring your trainer, Angelo Dundee, in here with your handler, Drew Bodini. Fellas, would you come on in? I'd like you...
The reach don't mean nothing if you can't find nothing
I here. Should like that Angie to nothing. Measure it,
natural
Muhammad.
Natural reach is longer.
But let the viewers see for themselves
see.
What the
come
reach
on.
Would
let
be. Back to back, gentlemen.
Just get the pin.
Or you want to measure Wilt yeah, first. Well, all right, go ahead.
Sign the contract. Yeah. Just get the contract.
He got the pen out.
I got the pen. Basketball players.
Got the pen.
Football players and Cosell.
That's the end.
Right.
Yeah. What is the reach, Angie?
He's the agitator. If he wants to agitate you into a fight, I'll get you.
7 feet.
That's right. 91, 92 inches.
All right, now measure the champ, will you?
And then measure you.
Would you just back off and let them come into camera?
You don't want getting this man in trouble.
May we have your reach, please, champ?
Reach don't mean nothing. Terrell had a reach, too. Terrell had a bad jab when the fight started. You couldn't find it.
Hurry. Wait a minute, Angie.
This has been living to me, a world champion and a basketball player.
He's 78 inches and a half. 79.
And so the edge is about a foot. About a foot. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Gentlemen, would you join me here, right in mid-camera position, if you will? Well, let me have your right hand.
Your right hand.
Your right hand. Let's hold it up to this camera. Now, your right hand.
Man, this don't mean nothing. David Sluk allowed.
Well, why'd you throw your slingshot?
Yeah, slingshot. Yeah, slingshot. Yeah, slingshot.
I can't get the ring with you for sure. I have something unseen power to whip you.
You will admit that his hands are bigger even than Sonny Liston's were.
That don't mean nothing. This man don't have a chance against me.
Go ahead.
Say it again.
Man, you know it better not do.
One more time.
Well, I tell you what. People are writing me mail from all over the country and the world. They believe you can.
But
win.
I want you to do some writing.
And Bill Russell promises. Writing. Bill Russell and a few more players are going to be my sparring partners to get rid of you. And they
I'll
all
give you a couple of my own. I got a few of my own. I'll give you.
Put your reach out. Let me see what you got in there.
I got to see
show
it.
Them what you
go
can
ahead.
Reach.
There it is, right
that
there.
Don't mean nothing.
I'll turn it very easy. Until you get that pen, though. See, you know.
Seriously.
That pen.
Well, this match may very well come to pass. This is not real. In the last. Analysis. It's nice to kid about it, but it's no laughing matter. Now, how could you match his foot speed?
His foot speed?
Well, that's easy.
Well, I don't know.
Two steps and he'll
did
be
he ever knock
the
him out?
Two steps and he'll be across the ring.
Did he ever knock him out with his feet? Well, did you see him knock one out with his feet?
No.
Kangaroos use
a feet. No,
right
that Ali shuffle. Huh? That Ali shuffle will make you.
Show me Ali shuffle right now.
That's good for a shoe
Ali,
shine.
I'll put that
Ali good for
shuffle.
A shoe shine. That's nice. That's what you're watching. That's nice to do what you're watching. It's nice. Watch that one and watch it. I used to sound shoes myself.
I tell you what, let's quit all the talking. I have somewhere to go, Howard. And let's get the contract signed. As soon as I take care of
you hear him now. He said get the contract signed.
We'll get the contract
now he's talking.
We
all right.
My manager, Herbert Muhammad, has, I think he's
okay
this
fight. Please talk to him.
I
want you to talk to him.
And after you, I want all the basketball players out there, football players, they want me beat so bad, they want to get everybody. I'll go to Mars. I don't care. I don't care if it was
you
10
Mars?
Feet tall, I whip you.
You're right. I think Hoover said, boy named Tom Hoover said, you might be going to Mars sooner than you think.
You, Tom Hoover, all of you. Me and Bill Russell getting ready for you.
Gentlemen, I must
and cut that beard off because I'm not fighting Billy Goats.
I want to definitely give you a target.
I don't want no cushioning.
I don't want you to miss him. I don't want you to miss.
Well, thank you for coming by. If you do fight him,
I have one thing to say.
In the meantime, good luck for the title.
I have one thing to say here on TV. I want the doctors to check you. I don't want your age checked. I want your stomach checked. I want your arm checked. I don't want no back trouble or no eye trouble.
Who's going to check you, though, I want to know?
I don't need checking.
You don't need checking.
You just be ready.
All you need is a check, right?
Thank you. Let me go. You just get ready.
And so the scene is the heavyweight champion of the world leaves the stage. Is
get him ready.
Set. Get him ready, he says.
Just get him ready.
And the fight may come to pass. If so, it will be an extraordinary event, I'm sure.
Wilt wouldn't sign the contract. Wilt talked about signing the contract there. They were both talking about the pen this and that, but Wilt Chamberlain would not sign the contract. He had agreed to the bout. He had agreed to the bout. That was sort of like the press conference kicking things off, but he would not sign the actual bout agreement. So straight up, Wilt Chamberlain and Muhammad Ali did never fight. But 7'1" against 6'3", you heard Ali and him back and forth. That would have been a mega fight on that era's pay-per-view. I'm talking about closed circuit television. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline broadcast. Of course, last night at the Staples Center underneath Devin Haney and Mr. Santiago. Of course, the shutout of Mr. Santiago by Devin Haney. Of course, Devin Haney from the world's most beautiful city. Did I say that already? Okay, I'll repeat myself. San Francisco, California, now 24-0, 20 stops. Anyway, on the on that card, somehow it was like the main event. The Zone put this on main event. I don't know what's going on here. I'm not a YouTube star. I don't know what YouTube got. Anyway, bottom line is I look at YouTube once in a while, like for old fights and the Rockford Files, that kind of stuff. Hey, cartoons. But anyway, Utah fight. Last night they had a couple cruiserweights going at it. That's 200 pounds. Some guy named KSS1 or KSI. I guess KSI is some type of YouTube guy. Anyway, him and Logan Paul hooked it up, and there was a little bit of controversy. Anyway, there was a split decision. Anyway, at the end of the night, who cares who won? It was just a couple of celebrities. You know, they had engaged once before, or semi-celebrities, they had engaged once before in an amateur fight which came into a draw. So I didn't know that amateur fights could even become draws because I used to beat up so many guys and they would call it a 3-2 split. They would call them even fights after three rounds and they have to give it to somebody and they find an excuse to give it to the other guy. That's just the way it is. So I didn't like going to the scorecards. That's why if you can not go to the scorecards, if you don't have to go to the scorecards, you can find a way to make this end short. end it short, because the bottom line is you never know what these three or five fools sitting ringside are thinking, because sometimes it's five judges, other times it's three judges. Anyway, KS one is now 1-0 with a six-round split decision over Logan Paul. Am I interested? No, but you people said I had to put this out there because somebody sent me a text. Did you cover the celebrity fight? I covered the celebrity fight. No more celebrity fights. As far as celebrities are concerned, you know, they should be fighting each other. I think that's pretty cool. But as far as the main event and being, you know, a better than put in a position of main event with Devin Haney on a car, I don't know. I think that's cool. Anyway, Jake Paul, who's the brother of Logan Paul, lashed out in the aftermath of his brother's decision loss to YouTube rival KSL. Anyway, the bottom line is, who cares? But in the battle of social media stars, this guy won a six-round split decision over Logan Paul on Saturday night. Of course, the fight was showcased underneath Billy Joe Saunders and Devin Haney. Of course, those a WBO champion and a WBC champion. But I got to stream live on DAZN, and there was controversy when referee Jack Reese took away 2 points from Paul. But the bottom line is, you know, I don't care. I don't care. These guys can fight 100 times. If you guys get off on it, more power to you. Listen, I don't need to see inferior boxing. I can see that. There's plenty of inferior boxers out there. There's a slew of them. They're all over the place. Turn on the TV set. You can see them. We don't need to put them in the main event status. Okay? You just don't have to. You don't have to put bums in the main event status, especially when you got world-class guys on the card. I tell you what, if those two clowns were put in the main event and I was fighting on the card, I'd be pissed. I don't give a, you know what I mean. I don't give a, you know what, if they're YouTube stars or whatever, man. I'm a real fighter. These guys are clowns. Should be arrested for impersonating fighters. Straight up, you're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Check it, sports fans. You're listening to Ring Talk live worldwide in exclusive Sports Byline production. Back in 1965, Muhammad Ali was untouchable. I mean, he's talking about fighting guys like Will Chamberlain. There was nobody out there for him to fight. I mean, nobody out there for him to fight. But there was this guy that won the 1964 Olympic gold medal. I'm talking about in the heavyweight division, Joe Frazier from Philadelphia. We'll get to that in a little bit. But what I'm trying to tell you is Ali was almost out of opponents, okay? And then, of course, the draft suspension came in place when he was exiled from boxing for three and a half years because he wouldn't step forward and into military service for the United States. Now, remember, he said he didn't want them using his name to lead other young men to slaughter because they weren't going to put him in a violent confrontation. They weren't going to put him on the front line. They were going to use him for publicity. We said, you're not going to use my name to lead other young men to slaughter. So I can deal with that. I can understand. That, I mean, can't you? I mean, the Vietnam War was a bit of a fraud. If you know anything about history, you look back at the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which allegedly started that war. It didn't start, sort of like the fake weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Anyway, Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier, the reason why they got together, the reason why it was so super in 1971 was that they were both heavyweight champions and they were both undefeated. I mean, Ali was undefeated. He was still recognized as the Ring Magazine World Heavyweight Champion. He had been off 3.5 years. Of course, that's a long time to lay off. The greatest athlete of all time, maybe the greatest fighter of all time, but 3.5 years is like 20 years in boxing. It really is. That's a long, long time. And Joe Frazier, getting strong, coming up, getting, you know, beating guys like Jerry Corey, getting sharp. I mean, getting his confidence behind him. So here's Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali hooking up in one of the greatest fights of all time. And guess what? Joe pulls off the win after 15 rounds. A lot of people thought that Ali had won that fight. Larry Merchant and myself were two people. But some people thought that Ali won the fight. But after 15 rounds, we didn't have a problem. Seeing Ali got really hurt in the 11th round. I mean, he was hurt so bad. I never saw him hurt that bad in his entire career. And then he got rolled again, got knocked down in the 15th round. So have those two things put it together, and Joe was the aggressor most of the fight. So you can say, although Ali landed him 2.5, 3-1, Joe had some moments in that fight, no doubt about it. That being said, Joe Frazier won the first fight, and now we're in England in the UK, and Muhammad Ali is sitting in the studio. They haven't fought the second time yet, but guess who shows up?
Many people have gone the full 15 rounds with you, but before we close, I'd like to remind you of someone who has. Just as he promised he would one August day in 1970, during your exile from the ring, when he gave you a lift in a car from Philadelphia to New York, and when he pulls up on 42nd Street, a crowd starts to gather.
And I said, hey, man, you better get out of my car.
Not Joe
people
Frazier.
Might think you and I are good pals.
You've described him as the fighter you most admire, your old adversary. We've flown him from Philadelphia.
Not Joe Frazier.
Smoking Joey. Joe, how did you come to be giving Muhammad Ali a lift in your car?
Well, number one, I had a chance to move around in Philadelphia, and I went to one of the hotels, and I promised to give him a ride to New York City that day. I got out of the car. Somebody says, hey, go Smoking Joe Frazier. Oh, man, and he went off. Smoking Joe Frazier? Where is he? I want Smoking Joe Frazier. He got my title. So I went over and I shook his hand.
Crazy.
He told me, he says, listen, sir, I have a man who's doing a book on me.
I'm dreaming.
Would you interview him into New York City? We rode into New York City. This guy would not let me get one word in. All through the whole ride, he started talking about Smokey Joe Frazier. Can you whip me? He said, Joe, Smokey Joe Frazier. See, I wrote a poem. He said, Joe, come out smoking. I'll be poking, pouring water on that smoking. He said, I might amaze you. I will be fire smoking Joe. All through the whole time in New York, from Philadelphia to New York City, I had to go through that noise all the way.
What did you do?
So I had a chance to get into New York City, 42nd
and... He slapped me.
42nd and Broadway, and somebody messed around and saw him and myself, and he went off again. Smoking Joe Frazier, ladies and gentlemen, Smoking Joe Frazier, the man who got my title, I won my title. I was in the car.
Oh, Lord.
I said, look, I gotta whoop this sucker right now. So after a while, he got back in the car and kind of cooled down some. I said, hey, man, cool it off. You know what I mean? So he said, a song. Start singing. It's not singing. He
started singing. I can't believe it. I'm telling you.
Ladies and gentlemen, a great guy. I would say we love him. He's a fine champion.
Oh, Lord.
Congratulations.
Joe Frazier. I'll say one thing. I might see how you got the other people. How did you get Joe Frazier here? My man, Joe Frazier.
Good old Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier. I mean, the warmth between those two guys when they weren't fighting, it was incredible. Of course, Joe retiring at 32-4, only lost four fights, and two were to Ali, 32-4-1, 27 KOs. Of course, Muhammad Ali, as I said earlier, 56-5, 37 KOs. The upcoming boxing schedule, November the 13th, 2019, Facebook watch stream. That's what they're calling this. From the Belasco Theater in downtown Los Angeles, California, Carlos Morales and Marcito Gesta. Of course, those guys are hooking it up at 10 p.m. in the east, 7 o'clock in the west. The 15th of November, Eric Vega Ortiz versus Alberto Palmeta, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 10:30 p.m. Pacific Time, November 15th on Showtime from Sloan, Iowa, and the Winter Vegas Casino in Sloan, Iowa. That's a new one on me. Junior Fa hooking it up. November the 15th versus Devin Vargas. Of course, UFC Fight Pass is showing some boxing here. Check it out. Fight will be determined, but the bottom line is going down. November the 15th, UFC Fight Pass. All of your different apps that you need. November the 15th as well. 3 a.m. in the east, 12 o'clock Pacific time. Andrew Maloney and Elton Derry coming to us from Australia. I guess they're going to hook it up. Wow, and an off-the-wall hour. That's ESPN and ESPN Plus. So you got the apps. The apps are happening. November the 16th, Leo McGregor and Cash Farooq. Those guys are hooking it up as well. That's coming to us from Glasgow, Scotland. And of course, I want to say hello to the folks over there in Glasgow. Of course, I got the opportunity, the honor for writing for the Glasgow Sunday Post for better than 2 years. I was their Sunday boxing correspondent, and I miss the fact that newspapers don't kick ass anymore. Of course, the internet prevailed, and what can I say? There's only a few newspapers, and like Larry Merchant said, there's only a few newspapers that will survive the internet. We'll see who they are. New York Times, Washington Post, maybe LA Times, something like that. November 16th. Veteran Pablo Cesar Cano taking on Roberto Ortiz. That's come to us from Mexico, Guadalajara. I'm not going to go into that city. Anyway, Plaza de Toros, obviously a bull ring down there in Mexico. That's going to be on Facebook watch stream as well. So you got Facebook, you can watch fights. Speaking of Facebook, speaking of fights, speaking of the zone, to be determined. That's going to be the time, but November the 23rd, of course, that's the same day that Luis Ortiz and Deontay Wilder are going to do their rematch for the World Heavyweight Championship. I believe it's on pay-per-view or the WBC version anyway. Anyway, bottom line is Andrew Castillo versus Rene Alvarado come to us from Fantasy Springs Resort in Indio, California. We did a fight there one time, and it was 110 degrees outside. I kid you not, my equipment was melting. It was melting. I mean it. Shane Mosley was there. It was a trip. Who's the guy that was fighting that night? Henry Akawandi and somebody else. I can't forget who the other guy was. That was the main event. But it was $110, 110 degrees ringside, and that was without the ring lights. November the 23rd, Callum Smith, of course, good fighter, no doubt about that, 168 pounds, taking on John Ryder. And the 23rd, Deontay Wilder, 9 p.m. in the east, 6 o'clock in the west, of course. That's going to be Fox Sports pay-per-view. Deontay Wilder, Luis Ortiz from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada. Ortiz, very good fighter, but very old. When I say old, I mean elderly. I mean, like, he has a wheelchair. He has a wheelchair. That's how he gets around the house, in a wheelchair. When you see him standing up, it's only because they got him propped up there. They got to prop him up just to stand him up. The guy's older than dirt. He was at the First Supper of Boxing. I kid you not. Okay, he's a Cuban guy. Always got to be suspicious of Cuban guys and their age. Why do I just say that? Because I work with some Cuban guys in Florida, and there was multiple ages. One guy had three different ages. His mother told me one, he told me another, the trainer told me another. Three different ages. What am I supposed to think? Am I supposed to, like, go in between the middle or something like that? Anyway, I knew what I was thinking, that nobody's telling the truth as far as ages are concerned and coming from Cuba. In other words, if being young's beneficial, they go with the being young. If being older is beneficial, they go with the being old. Anyway, Deontay Wilder, Luis Ortiz in a rematch. Larry Merchant talked about this in hour number one. You know, Ortiz may have challenged Deontay Wilder in that fight. Of course, that was about 2 years ago. But it's not a fight I want to see again. I'm not into eating sandwiches a second time. I mean, if it had been Hagler Hearns or, you know, something incredible, I'd be into it. But I'm not into this. I'm not. Luis Ortiz, tell you what, you want to do me Regis Prescott and Josh Taylor again? I'll see that rematch again. But Deontay Wilder and Luis Ortiz, I don't think so. Anyway, Ortiz, older than dirt, he should fall inside the distance. Wilder should look good here with that big long right hand because Ortiz will not be able to. He's slower. He can't move out the way of that right hand anymore. He won't be able to move out the way of that right hand. He's going to succumb early. I think he falls within six rounds. Deontay Wilder still the WBC champion, hoping for a match, of course, with the linear champion, Tyson Fury, who's doing his thing in a WWE ring as I speak. I kid you not. He's doing good numbers, and, you know, people are into that. As long as he doesn't get hit on that one side of the face where he had the cuts, it's all cool. So it's cool. He's acting, having a good time, staying in good shape, being active, physically active, but don't worry about him getting hurt. Tyson Fury is not going to get hurt. Too much money on the line. You are tuned to the Sports by Live broadcast. Don't worry. Text me in the studio. I'm going to go to some studio text line. I've got a whole bunch of texts, like five or six we'll get to after the break, but you can add your text in here. Still time. The text number, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. And Matt says I sound younger than ever. Matt, I'm only 39. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35, make that 36 years of radio presence. Check it out. Ring Talk returns right after the break.
I don't know, man, I guess. I don't know.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
The chilly weather is here and the holidays are just around the corner, and as the days get shorter, it may feel like you have no time to finish those lingering home projects on your to-do list. Luckily, HomeAdvisor can give you a hand so you can sit back and enjoy the holiday cheer. From minor repairs to major remodels, HomeAdvisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area who can help with any home project, from painting and plumbing to furnace repair and even hanging up those holiday lights. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use HomeAdvisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. HomeAdvisor makes it beyond easy. So get your projects done now before the holiday rush, and to find the right pro at a fair price, just ask HomeAdvisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free award-winning HomeAdvisor app today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Started it off right there, rocked him. Sent to go.
Fight.
Domi and Guida. Good shot there by Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Get him, the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard
and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow. Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Maynard.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
Although my mother told me it's never bragging when you're telling the truth, that's not where I'm leading here. The reason why I went with that 70s thing is that, you know, Superfly was a drug dealer, okay? He wasn't a pimp, but there was a couple of pimps in his movie. In that movie, though, I didn't think his pimps were paying the women like 10 bucks on the 100. It just wasn't happening. Or maybe 8 bucks on the 100. What am I trying to tell you? The UFC pays their athletes on the average, I'm told, according to a lawsuit and papers filed in federal court in Las Vegas, they pay the athletes between 8 and 12% of the total revenues. In other words, you're bringing $100 and you're only paying the help 8 bucks. That means you're making 92 bucks outside of paying for the help. That's pretty damn good. Last week, Jorge Masvidal ventured, of course, from Florida in his training camp to New York City to the Garden, Madison Square Garden, the mecca of boxing, of course, the arena of arenas. And he sold the joint out. He and Nate Diaz, like, it was a sellout. It was sold out real quick within hours. And, of course, this was a $6.5 million gate. Like, you know, what more can you say? $6.5 million. This is off the live gate. So how much do you think Masvidal got? $500,000. I'll say it again. We be pimping? We be pimping? Oh, come on, man. I'm telling you, I can't imagine no street hooker. I was a San Francisco policeman. I can't imagine no street hooker in my memory working for 8 bucks out of 100. In other words, baby, I'm going to do this sexual deed for $100, and I'm only going to get 8 bucks? Are you out of your mind? The girls will walk off. They'd run away. It wouldn't be no more business. The sex trade will be done. Okay? But in the world of mixed martial arts, in the UFC, it's kosher. It's okay. And not only do they have that type of pay standards, okay, they mandate who you're going to fight. In other words, if I tell Scott Cuddy he's got to fight Darren Peck, he's fighting Darren Peck. Ain't no doubt about it. These guys are going at it. Okay? They don't have, there ain't none of that. It's going to happen. Okay, because Dana said it's going to happen, and I don't believe in that. I don't believe in one person having total control. I mean, what's to say absolute power control corrupts? And anyway, you get what I'm trying to say. When you're all alone and you're calling the shots all by yourself, you're able to make rules up as you go. Of course, Dana White, the guy that had a flip phone for a while, remember that? That's part of that lawsuit as well. He didn't have a telephone, so he was answering on this flip phone that had no records. It was like it was like he had a drop phone. That's what he had, a drop phone for a long time, until that lawsuit, of course, pushed him into having a cell phone. Bottom line is, I want to see how that lawsuit's going to go. But Masvidal only getting that. He beats up Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz is one of the biggest stars in the UFC. So he beats Nate Diaz to a virtual pulp. And guess what? He gets $500,000. We be pimping.
Ladies and gentlemen, at the end of round number 3, due to a doctor stoppage, due to the laceration of Nate Diaz's eye, referee Dan Migliotta has declared the winner by TKO, and now the winner of the BMF belt, Jorge Gabriel Masvidal.
winner, Jorge Masvidal. Jorge, it was an amazing fight. For as long as it lasted, you had some pretty spectacular moments. Are you disappointed with the way they stopped it?
For a fact, I told Nate right now, I swear on it, we're running it back, man. You gave me the love, I'm going to give it right back. UFC lets it happen, just run it back. I don't like to leave the ring like this with my opponent conscious. There's only one way to do it, and that's to baptize him. I didn't get to baptize Nate, you know, so we're going to run it back. On a personal note, I want to thank American Top Team, Dan Lambert, Richie Puma, everybody out there except some fake fools out there running their mouth.
And you got to give him some props. What do you say there? He didn't like his opponent leaving the ring, leaving the octagon conscious, and he didn't get a chance to baptize Nate. I mean, this is a guy that started off in the backyards of Florida fighting on YouTube with Kimbo Slice, the late Kimbo Slice. I kid you not. What's his name? Kevin Ferguson, something like that. Anyway, that was his real name. But Kimbo Slice was his YouTube name. But he became a star on YouTube, of course. A professional boxer for a couple of fights, an MMA artist as well, professional wrestling. He never really found his calling before a heart attack took him away. And a heart attack, of course, people thought that he was using anabolic steroids there for a while. Coincidence, maybe. Anyway, the bottom line is he was dead under the age of 45. But Nate Diaz, of course, losing this fight. Doctor stopping the fight with half his eye hanging out, half his head hanging out on one side. He's 20-12 now as a pro, fighting in mixed martial arts, MMA, of course, inside the cage. Mr. we're going to say Mr. Masvidal, now 35-13. He's the real deal. He just is. He, as I said, fighting in YouTube videos with Kimbo Slice. I mean, he lost some of those fights, and he just kept going and going and learning his craft and getting sharper and learning things and picking up different traits and studying different styles. But he seems to have got it all down, man. He really does. Of course, that record knockout of Ben Askren. Ben Askren, of course, then went and got stopped by Damian Maya a fortnight ago. Of course, that was across the pond in Singapore. Askren thought he would go back to Asia and everything would be like it was before, because he won 10 straight fights in Asia. Never lost in the Asian continent. So he goes back there, and he's sort of him and Damian Maya back and forth. Maya's 41 years old. Ben Askren was supposed to win that fight, okay? But he didn't win the fight. Of course, Damian Maya went, I think, with a rear naked choke, something like that. But the bottom line is Ben Askren had to tap. That's the way it goes. But in Ben Askren losing both those fights, the first fight, the record knockout to Masvidal, that sort of like put Masvidal in the minds of the masses as far as the UFC is concerned. But he should have been there. I mean, this is a guy that's just got it all going on. I mean, he beat Ben Askren before that. He beat Darren Till. But he lost a couple of fights. He lost a unanimous nod to Stephen Thompson, and then he lost to Damian Maya. What can I say? He lost with a split decision to Maya. But that was UFC 211 and UFC 217. Both those were in 2017. Hadn't lost since then. Three fights in a row. Before that, was on a three-fight winning streak. Had lost two fights before that to Lorenz Larkin. Who's that? Anyway, a split decision. Another split decision to Benson Henderson, the former UFC lightweight champion. Of course, that was a guy that at one point in time was sitting across from me in the studio. And I thought, man, this is a guy that's like going to be champion for a long time. But then, you know, in the world of mixed martial arts, we talked about this before, legacy and longevity is not part of the cards. The death matches after death match after death match, and yeah, they are death matches. No, it's not death matches like Ray Stevens, like Ric Flair, and those kind of good sides, and Harley Race, and those people down there, Kerry Von Erich in Dallas. No, those are death matches where guys can live. Guys come to fight another day. But you find these death matches in UFC, and you take beatings that you never recover from. And there's no reason to take beatings. In other words, once I beat up Matt Burrows is beat up. No sense for Matt Burrows to take an ass kicking. There's just no sense for it. I mean, his eyes hanging out. He's all cut up. He can't. But, you know, come on, man. Matt ain't got much of a chance. Matt's got two chances, slim and none, and Slim's out of town. So what am I trying to tell you? Why let Matt take this licking? Why let Matt take a whooping? Why? I mean, he just doesn't need it, man. And guess what? Once you start hitting on people that are hurt in the world of cage fighting, I mean, they're really hurt. You're hitting on them with 4-ounce gloves. And not only the 4-ounce gloves, you got the elbows and the knees and the flying kicks. I mean, I can go on and on. And then there's the submission end of it. So there's all these different ways to lose. There's very few ways to stay unbeaten for a long time in the world of mixed martial arts. Ben Askren did it because he did that ugly wrestling, that dirty wrestling, I think he called it, something like that. Anyway, it was ugly. His style was ugly. And every time that he started into a fight, when the fight started, Ben Askren went into a duck mode. He went down low. Well, guess what? Mr. Masvidal watched the tapes time and time again. Time and time again, Ben Askren did the same thing. Well, guess what? He did it this time, and Masvidal knocked him out in the blink of an eye. Record knockout. Boom. Everybody was shocked. People couldn't believe it. People were blown away by it. Ben Askren, considered like, you know, not like a super exciting star, but a guy that was going to be hard to beat. Well, they're not hard to beat when you hit those guys on the chin like that with a flying knee. Flying knees prevail, no doubt about that. So the UFC, Nate Diaz and Masvidal selling out the Garden, $6 million gate, and Masvidal gets $500,000. Holy, what kind of crap is that? And think about that. You get 500 grand and you sell out the joint. It's beyond insulting. It's just beyond insulting. As I said to you, pimps and whores, prostitutes, professional prostitutes have better rates than this with their pimps. Then they have to, or they wouldn't be working. I'm just telling you like it is. Look, at the end of the day, Dana ain't going to go to jail for this, but I think Dana's going to get bitch slapped by a judge, and that's the way it's going to go down. This judge or this jury is going to finally say, you know what, man? I can't believe that you pulled off the crap that you pulled off. I mean, you pulled the stuff off for a long, long time and just kept going. And guess what? I sort of got tired of it about 2.5-3 years ago when he was sacrificing guys that he didn't like. And then there was guys that he did like and he'd do favors for him, you know. And I understand that. But guess what? It's got to be across the board. It's got to be across the board. And now, of course, Dana having posed with the president this past week, I thought that was a little bit unusual. When the president went off to the Ultimate Fighting Championship, was booed there. And, of course, he was booed at the World Series. And somebody said he was booed at the Alabama football game on Saturday. Of course, Alabama hadn't lost in 4 years. Hey, cut, man. Alabama hadn't lost in 4 years. Trump shows up and they lose. Coincidence? Perhaps. Straight up, you are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The UFC rocking and rolling, of course, that card last night. In Russia. It was, of course, a decent fight, the featherweight main event. Of course, it went the route. I'm not into fights that go the route, so especially in the world of cage fighting. I want abrupt and decisive endings. Anyway, Zabit beat Calvin Keller, and that was a unanimous side across the board, 2-1. The co-feature, Alexander Volkov, was a winner over Greg Hardy. Those guys battle at heavyweight. Outside of that, no-name fighters on the card. What can I say? The UFC hurting for names. They are. They're hurting for names. Their big event coming up now next, going back to São Paulo, Brazil. Big names here. Jan Blachowicz. Who the hell is that? Light heavyweight of note. Anyway, taking on Ronaldo Souza. Souza can fight a little bit, but these guys are a little bit past their prime. And are they really main eventers? Speaking of guys past their prime, Mauricio Shogun Rua on the undercard. Man, didn't he fight Dan Henderson about 4 or 5 years ago? And I got so freaked out and almost barfed at Octagon side there, down there in San Jose, California. It was next in, I think we were in the SAP Center or something like that. I almost barfed. I couldn't believe it. I mean, he was beating him so bad. I was like, stop the fight. Stop the fight. I'm saying to myself, but you can't scream that. Not in the world of the UFC, because I was in that same city. I'm talking about San Jose, California, when I told the referee to stop the fight in 1988-89. I'm talking Rico Velasquez and David Gonzalez, and the referee told me, son, go sit down and let me do my job. 40 seconds later, Rico Velasquez was dead. But anyway, Mauricio Shogun Rua taking on Paul Craig. Good Lord, I guess they're going to try to put Rua in a winning match at home down in his native Brazil. At the end of the day, I don't know, man. These beatings these guys take over and over again. And that doesn't even account for the shots that you might take in training. You know, all right? Jan Blachowicz, Ronaldo Souza, and Mauricio Shogun Rua versus Paul Craig. Those are the two light heavyweight co-features. That's going to go down, of course, November the 16th from the São Paulo, Brazil. Some gymnasium down there. At the end of the day, I think Mauricio Shogun Rua should have retired a long, 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 long time ago. You know, the longer you stick around, the better chance you have of selling pencils. You know what I mean by that? Imagine some guy sitting in a wheelchair with a jar in his hand, nickels in one hand, pencils in another. Professional fighters that are punchy. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, Ring Talk airs Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific. I'm right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, and, of course, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, Channel 211.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Yeah.
Devin Haney rocked, no doubt about that, man. He rocked last night. Larry Merchant rocks it. Larry Merchant rocks every Sunday right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network when he makes his weekly appearance on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We are so proud and so blessed to have the Hall of Famer. Yes, right. Larry Merchant appears weekly here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with Hall of Famer. Larry Merchant, yeah. Anyway, Joseph William Frazier, born January 12, 1944, died November 7, 2011, the age of 67 via cancer. Muhammad Ali, born Cassius Clay in Louisville, Kentucky, January 17, 1942, passed, of course, June 3, 2016, at the age of 74 years old. May they both rest in peace. They were both great guys. I've got so many stories I could tell about both of them. You know, some good, some bad. But then again, when you know people, when you get to know people behind the scenes, you don't see them like just on TV, this and that. People are people. They're human beings. They've got faults. Yeah, you know, they've got faults. They've got cracks. Nobody doesn't have cracks. Take it for that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Want to really give some thought to the fact that you, Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney, these guys, if they want to fight at 135 pounds, I guess they got to do it in the next 6 to 8 months because Haney says he's too big to stay at 135 too much longer. The guy's 20 years old. He's growing. I think he deserves it right there. And if Ryan Garcia doesn't want to come to the dance, going to say Ryan's lost. But again, they're grooming Ryan not for superstardom. They're grooming him for beyond superstardom. They're trying to groom him to be a bigger star than Canelo Alvarez. I kid you not, because of the social media and that kind of good stuff, the 4 million followers on Instagram. I mean, if those 4 million fans, if that translated into dollars and cents, I guess he'd be a trillionaire. Maybe. We'll see what happens. Ryan Garcia, Devin Haney, big money ahead for those guys. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide, 36 years now. Live radio presence, of course, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The executive producer, the one, the only, the incomparable, as he drops his head in the other room, Mr. Scott Cuddy. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. There's a million things you can be doing today, but the fact you listen to my show, well, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Don't forget, Ring Talk live worldwide, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline, iHeart, and SiriusXM satellite radio network. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. If you don't know it, you know it now.